because they throw another surprise in there. But if you look at the date, they're meeting the day after the primary election.
Of course.
So I have a strong feeling that that may go forward, but, you know, could also depend on where things look for the state budget at that point. So.
In Cargill, they had a problem with salt. They thought they had a never-ending vein of salt, and it ended. Mm-hmm. So that put a hurting on them. But it was a rough winter. Small storms kill you. You get the roads clear, and next thing you know, the race over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather have a big storm and be done with it.
And when 80% of our roads are uphill.
I know, but it's like some of the hills are just like...
I will be not present. I will be on the Zoom for the next meeting. Because I'll be at PSATs.
I was going to say you'll be at PSATs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I may miss the first May meeting, depending upon my public hearing scheduled in your neighboring township in Thingman.
For?
It's a conditional use for one of the communities, residential community, residential communities. Actually, the salt shed.
Salt shed?
Yeah, Sunrise Lake.
Sunrise got a big salt shed now. What do you want to enlarge it? Yeah, big one now.
I guess. I think they're moving it.
Well, maybe moving it because they got a big one now. Yeah. It's right inside the gate on the right-hand side.
Yeah, it's actually interferes with traffic, so I want to move it back. So they say.
Yeah, it's right off the main road. It's only a couple hundred feet inside the main gate, right on the right-hand side.
Bob and I were both on the Pop Under 2000 committee meeting, and one of the little tidbits that was mentioned is that, again, this year the CFA multimodal program will waive the match for municipalities.
Really? That's wonderful.
So they would finance up to 100% of your project. Now, that's not to say you'd be competitive that way, mm-hmm. but... you don't have to have a set amount of match. You could put in a little match and, you know, and get a lot further. We might really, really want to do that, given that this year we might not even be able to do any paving with the amount of money that we got and the way that asphalt prices are likely to be.
Yeah, I'm not doing any road paving because I don't have any money.
So we would have that money for match. If we applied this year for multimodal, we might be able to bring in, you know, three times that much money for the project that we do next year. It would have to be at prevailing wage to do that, and we would need an engineer's estimate. Well, they'll accept a PennDOT estimate.
As long as they accept the PennDOT estimate.
Yeah. But if we want to think about a larger project that we have been seeing start to come looking like it's going to be a need, that might be a thing to think about. And by then we'll have next year's liquid fuels allocation as well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're probably going to have to use some liquid fuels money this year to pay for salt.
Do you think so?
I know so, because we took $12,000 from our 25 for salt that we bought in 25 and took it out of this budget. $12,000, and we had $8,000 for that extra salt we had to buy.
Mm. We can apply fire rock salt with
I know that, but I'm not buying all fire rock salt this year. I'm only buying 200 ton of it. I'm buying 300 ton of regular salt because it's cheaper. We use a little bit more, but it's cheaper.
Are we sure we can't get into the state salt contract?
Yep, I looked. Stephanie Rosado, I wonder if she wants.
Anybody go on that PSAT Zoom meeting on the 25th?
Yeah, it was on there.
Were you?
Yes.
You heard me?
Yes, yes I did. How could I not? That's what I was just saying, that one of the last things that they mentioned was that the CFA multimodal program will not require a match from municipalities again this year. So those applications are due July 31st. And given the price of paving is going to be probably pretty high this year, it might make a lot of sense for us to apply for multimodal for whatever project we need done the most and wait till next year.
Yeah.
If it can wait. If we have some, well, if we don't, we're, that's a whole different problem.
You know, they have money to pave with this year anyway. So.
Yeah.
And the roads took a beating.
Well, figure out where is the worst.
Yeah, I'll get Harvey to check it out too. For
and get PennDOT. And I think there's an LTAP coming up for road surface management that we might want to send him to in the county here.
I heard he's got a lot of experience with that.
I know, but it never hurts to go rub elbows with the PennDOT.
Well, he's not.
I think it's May. I know.
He's not PennDOT's favorite person.
I know.
All because of Gary Clark.
Well, maybe fresh and on his own will be a little different.
The problem is the manager here is the guy over there. We're all going down.
Well, maybe maybe we should send Logan.
Send him Logan. This is your aid, though.
Okay. We were fortunately able to get T-Mobile to allow us to add the letter of support that we got. So we were able to add it, even though I had already filed the application by the time I got it. So they opened the application back up and let me add it back in because it was still before the deadline. We won't hear back for a while on that. Did you get a chance to talk to John Fuller?
Okay.
Any concept of whether he's going to have some renderings for the facade for us for election day?
I talked to him about that. I was going over to 407, the data center, and the Act 537 plan. Price on all of it. I mean, you can break it down if you want. It's not, just keep it all together. It's all going to be ordinances. And he said between $4,000 and $6,000 for all of them.
And so we don't have a written proposal?
No.
John last week via Zoom for 2 hours and we went over most of the data center and the 407 changes. So he's going to take what we discussed and put it together and have it at the next planning commission meeting. But hopefully, I don't know if we'll have it by Thursday night.
Thursday's canceled.
It is canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Did anybody tell John that?
Yeah.
I spoke with John last week and told him that we would be canceling the meeting. And the part of the reason I come is to make sure that Tony knows. But Bob, neither Bob or I can be there Thursday night.
Okay.
And Ray Willis expressed maybe difficulty, so I said it would just, we don't have any applicants that I know of that have asked to come.
No.
So we might better cancel it early and let people know.
Excellent.
I encourage Mr. Fuller to speak with Nancy Sarsenello too, and he said he would have. Did he talk to you about that?
He did. He did talk to me. Yeah, he was gonna, following our discussion, go back to Nancy and see if she had any questions or input, because we've sent her, I think he sent her everything.
Good, because let's not get her to give us a good idea or something.
That's right.
After you guys are done.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Mr. Pittman is on there.
Yes.
Bill, is your sound on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Bill brought up a very good point today, speaking about data centers, that they have free will use of the local water without cooling it, to putting it back into the aquifer or the system or however they're going to do that. And he got me thinking, how can we mitigate that? Can we require them to use cooling that doesn't require use of groundwater? Can we, you know, how far can we? And then, you know, the argument about that is going to be more use of more power. But what's more important to us is my question. So I would think that
protection.
What's more important to everybody is to protect the water system. I've got thoughts on two things. I've got thoughts on the data centers, and I got thoughts on everybody wanting to stop the power cable.
So,
well, go ahead, Bill, because we're in workshop, so it's a good time to chat.
Oh, okay. What would you like to discuss first?
Why don't we take the data center stuff first, because we've been working on that.
Okay. Well, my thoughts on the data centers are that if we're going to come up with some kind of zoning or something like that, I mean, these data centers are popping up everywhere. And I mean, I'm a big user of ChatGPT right now. And they use millions of gallons of water, depending on the size. They use millions of gallons of water to cool these data centers, to cool all the computers and such. And to me, in my mind, that should be everybody's concern about the use of water. And where I used to work in the printing industry, we had printing presses that were cooled by using chiller systems. Now, naturally, the argument is going to be, oh, that's going to cost too much money. Well, I'd rather spend a little more money on something that's not going to drain our natural resources than not. The other thing is, all these data centers are typically flat roofs. In my mind, we should write something in the zoning that they have to supply at least 50 to 75% of their power from solar power. They've got to be reined in, as far as I'm concerned. I was up on along Route 6 2 weeks ago, and we decided to go home Route 6. And on the other side of Einan up there, where Archibald is, they're just clear-cutting the whole side of that mountain there where they're going to put all these data centers. And I think they want you know, I may be confusing this with another location.
2 years.
But I mean, I think they want to put in like 19 data center buildings up there. Where are they getting all that water from?
This has been something we have been discussing, and a lot of them are going to recirculation systems. But the problem is, when they have to exchange the water, how does that work? How does the water that's getting released get taken care of? Those are all questions we've already had with it, because they're even using sewage water for cooling systems.
Quite frankly,
But I mean, they want to take water. If they're going to use water and not have it an enclosed system, and they're just going to pull water out of, I don't know, wherever, and then return it back. So now you've got a temperature height, you know, you've got an increased temperature. You know, there's so many negatives to this. When they have to exchange the water, I don't know. Maybe they should do a glycol in water system, or that would be more toxic, maybe. But they're going to have some kind of a corrosion inhibitor in the water anyway, I would think.
I'm told that the alternative to water is liquid nitrogen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Elon, I mean, you know, he says we should be building these data centers in space. So there you go. Of course, that might be 20 years down the road, I don't know. Or 10 years, I don't know.
Well, but I think the concern, at least, in not too far distant future, the biggest problem that mankind is going to have is potable water. And we're letting them have free rein or whatever there is to put it back in the waterways warmed, which is going to affect the entire ecosystem if it does. So then they'll exchange it. Or the cooling systems that are closed operations and operate on their own is the only thing that makes sense to me.
I think you can put closed loop systems in the ordinance as a requirement.
I think we already worked on that, putting that in there.
Yeah, I haven't seen what you guys worked on yet, so.
But the other issue is going to be these
small nuclear
reactors. They're in testing right now, and as far as PSATs knows, they're looking to have them out next year.
I don't know anything about it, but it sure sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, it sounds like a good idea. It also sounds very scary.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
If they're going that way, yes, because... And the other practical part about that is that's going to wind up coming under FERC. And we're going to have nothing...
No saying.
We're going to have nothing to say about it.
Nope.
So we'd be better off with... absolutely a closed cooling system that doesn't involve water.
One of the things that I had suggested was whether or not we wanted to look at the overlay for data centers largely being in the steep slope areas and encouraging them to build into the slope so that they have the ground as a buffer for vibration, which you're already in your ordinance trying to get them to minimize, and for cooling, to help keep them cooler, and knowing that a large part of our DD zone has steep slopes that are not likely to get used for anything else. So we would drive the development somewhere where it wouldn't be really probably competing with other stuff, and also help to keep it cool, and also minimize the view of the height of them. You know, some of them can be pretty tall, and if you're building from the bottom of the slope up to the grade of the road, you might minimize the appearance of the.
But you're talking about a 1,000 feet away. It's not like the slope is right there. So if they start at building at the bottom of the slope to build into the slope, they're still going to be 500-600 feet away from the road. So our building height is still a big concern, and our ordinance was 45 feet for a reason.
Yeah, well, it's a fire department thing.
Yeah. And they're not going to, even if they build into the road, the fire department isn't going to be able to fight it from the road. It's going to be too far away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, as far as chilling goes, yeah, the geothermal, I didn't even consider that yet, but that's a possibility also. Although it's not as efficient in the winter around here.
Right.
So why aren't data centers offered right in the beaches? I mean, right by the ocean. There's plenty of water by the ocean.
Prime real estate.
Yep.
Probably.
But yeah, those items you discussed, Bill, we are already looking at. And I think at our last meeting, we were discussing the closed circuit system and reports on how they're going to fill it and how they're going to empty it and how often it has to be changed.
This has nothing to do with it, but I think the society as a whole has to evaluate how valuable it is to have absolutely every minutia of
information
of data to the point what are we really getting by having to store all of people's text messages? And so
I think they're storing a lot of information that people would prefer that they not be storing, but that's a whole different conversation.
Well, there's a lot of unnecessary stuff being stored to us, to them.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it, has anybody there used ChatGPT?
Mm-hmm. Not very often, but a couple of times.
Okay, well, over the past month or so, I've started using it, and it's... I think that's where all this data stuff is. As far as saving data and all that, that's one thing. But when you, like, use ChatGPT or something, I mean, you ask a question, and you can continue asking questions and get down to a finer point of what your discussion. In the meantime, while that's happening, this AI is looking up everything on the internet that it can find pertaining to my question. And that's what all this data mining and data stuff is. You know, it's unbelievable, really. I mean, I've watched videos of some of the even auto texters starting to use AI now to troubleshoot systems and stuff like that. And the system, you can actually show it a picture or a schematic or something like that, and it can analyze it. I mean, it's kind of scary stuff.
I'm trying to follow along in Shaola, right across the street from where the Windy Dog was. That property is a data center looking at that now. They don't have all the information on it yet, but they are going to be coming into Shaola.
Why do you think Shaola is a key location?
The Riggs' property?
Yeah, the Riggs' property, yeah.
One reason is Shaola has a LRTA.
Yep.
Every property in the township is LRTA eligible.
Yep.
For any commercial.
What does that mean?
They can get a tax break where their property taxes for the new improvements come in phased over time instead of having to pay 100% at the beginning. So it helps to offset the development costs as a way to spur new development to take place.
And that can span over 10 years.
It depends on the ordinance.
Yeah.
But I think
the way it was when I left, it was
10 years. Yeah.
Up to 10 years. But their problem there is power. So unless they figure out where they're going to get their power from, they haven't even approached the whole group about it. The planning board's not real up to date on what they want to do. They just know that they're going to be coming in. That's the only property they can figure they're looking at.
Conversations that I had with PPL, their expectation for this area was that it would be much more likely that they would look in the Wall and Pulpac area because the power source is sort of
right
there.
Right. Yeah. Again, who knows what they're looking at. It could be a year from now, and maybe these mini nuclear plants could be available.
Maybe. Takes a while
but
to
nobody,
get
everybody I've called about them, private nobody enterprise. Knows anything about them.
Can you imagine private enterprise having access to mini nuclear power plants?
That's scary.
I think, you know, they keep talking about it like it's not something that people should be afraid of. But I think we have
everything
a lot of education to go before before our local officials are prepared to act on that, and also before our fire departments are prepared to respond to something like that.
It's actually the way to go for what they want. But like I said before, it's a dual-edged sword. You got a good thing like that.
It's just about 7, but I was looking to get an update also on the complaint that had been filed.
Which one?
The one in Pine Acres.
Oh, Pine Acres complaint that you were working with Mike on.
Yeah, Mike emailed me the stuff the other day. So
I believe he just rented the place out. Run his business out of.
So he's moving to his business out of the
residence.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. That's the plumbing business, right?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Plumbing and kennel.
And kennel. The,
I don't know about the kennel, but
the other one is I'm not even sure we can do anything about it because it's our ordinances don't apply.
I know he sent letters and got no responses.
Maybe you can go over and talk to the guy.
I think he did go over.
Okay. Yeah, because our ordinance, Ben said, our jurisdictional boundary. And we don't have, believe it or not, we don't have barking dogs in our nuisance ordinance anyway.
Yeah. That's the other one.
Which is something to look at, because it's a very old ordinance.
I told him the only thing we have is... We do have a section for the like peace and harmony.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Oh, thank you.
Yesterday.
Thank you. Does that make me 3 times older than I was?
Call the meeting of the Milford Township Supervisors to order. Let's pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Fred.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Approval of the minutes from a previous meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Treasurer's report.
Sure, thank you. Since the last meeting, I have received $175 from zoning, $15,000 of fourth quarter emergency medical services match from the county commissioners, $39,696.45 from the real estate tax, $6,616.08 from ambulance tax, and $25 room rental, and $100.